Welcome, friend, to the Legends of Bregonia. Lend us your ear, for tonight, our heroes will embark on an epic adventure in the role-playing game Pathfinder.
When we last left off, we had Rowan, the Dwarven Flint Monk, Mouth, the Sorceress Gnome, Sadok, the Half-Orc Protector, and Lorp, the Halfling Rogue, with Broil in the Fire Ziggurat. They just lit the Flame Gate. So Broil walks through, the water begins to move.
Of course.
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
No. From the water rises 5 water elementals.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they came from, right?
Yeah.
Through the crate. Anyway, you're good. Great.
These water elementals have been grated. You could sprinkle them on a pizza.
Oh.
All right. With that, it is now Sadok's turn.
Okay.
Sadok smash.
Not exactly, but yet. 5-foot step and swinging.
He's going down. He's going swinging.
Out of character, you can't crit. You can't sneak attack a water 26. Elemental.
I don't think so, no.
No, they can't, because they have no vital area.
They ain't got no.
26 to hit.
26 to hit.
That's pretty nice.
That is a hit.
Getting beat up by the gnome.
Nothing but sevens. 14 damage.
14 damage.
Jeez, man. 14.
Well, I get it, plus 7 damage.
With my 2 fists, like, if I'm max damage, that's what I'd get.
Max damage, I only get an 8. And that's with a crit.
With a crit with sneak attack as well?
Oh, that no.
Yeah, all right. That one goes to splash.
Oh, wow.
Good job.
Thank you.
Do-do-do-do. All right, it's Lorp's turn.
Attacking the one next to me.
Stabby, stabby. Some water.
14 to hit.
14 to hit.
I don't know about you,
but that is a miss.
I've tried stabbing water. Turn on the faucet and you get a knife, like, run it through it. It doesn't work very well. But I guess if you have a big enough knife, like a battle axe.
Great axe.
Great axe.
Battle axe is my secondary weapon.
I mean.
Okay. I can't do anything else. I can't attack again, so.
All right. So Lorp's gone. It is now Mouth's turn.
Okay, so we're dealing with water elementals here.
Correct.
And I am of the electrical sort of bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So I can shock one of them, kind of
zap
it. I have to be touching it, which means I need to be...
Shocking grasp.
Which means I need to be right here, right? So is that the 5-foot step? Do they get a melee? And am I understanding this correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You would be fine with that 1 5-foot step. If you move more than 5 feet, then attacks of opportunity.
Gotcha.
But you can take a 5-foot step without provoking.
My question is, though, how wet is the ground that I am standing on?
Dry.
It's dry where I'm at.
Yes, this room besides the
pool.
The pool is actually a dry room. I mean, this one doesn't have a bunch of mud in it. It has been the best smelling one because the mold and mildewy smell isn't really
present.
Yeah.
He's not just saying that 'cause Broil left the room.
Okay, I don't know what that means. In terms of your successful melee touch attack deals 1d6 points of electricity damage per caster level.
All right. So currently you're caster level 1, so you don't need to worry.
That's
about
like
that.
My
level. Yes.
Gotcha.
As you become more powerful, your spells you cast reflect that and become more powerful in their own way.
Should I try it?
Yeah,
I go for it. I think that sounds fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to do that. So the 5-foot step. Okay. Dude, Lorp, your sword is in my way. Hang on.
Yeah. Watch where you swing that thing.
Okay. Right there. Shocking grasp. All right. That one right there.
So this is a melee touch attack, correct?
Sure. Yes. Wait.
Oh, okay.
All right. So roll the d20.
Oh, that was only 5. All that right. was not good.
You get to add your strength bonus, base attack bonus. Both of those are 0, correct?
Yep. So just the 5. All right.
So 5. So if you're playing a game of tag with the watermelon, water elemental, not watermelon elemental.
Like tag with water watermelons.
Elemental. Would you touch it? No. So you miss.
Okay. It kind of went and did this thing around my hand.
All right.
Certain things for my
book. It is now Rowan's turn.
Tagged, so.
All right, Rowan. There's a water elemental in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan is going to punch with his fist. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, 13, 14.
14. That is a miss.
I have a dagger in my other hand. I'm going to be attacking with a dagger with as a full round action. Can I? Oh, wait. Is that my flurry of blows? Is that only fists I can do that?
I don't know. Does it need... Do you need to be unarmed to use Fury of Blows?
I can use any combination of unarmed attacks or attacks with special monk weapon. Kama, Nunchuko, Quarterstaff, Sai, Shuriken, and Shangham. So maybe next time I should get a Sai.
Or a Kama.
Yeah. For striking my flint. Good thoughts. Learned today.
What's wrong?
That's my turn.
Why can't you strike your flint?
I cannot... I can strike my flint. I wanted to make 2 attacks, but I have my dagger out ready to relight the thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't have 2 fists.
Oh, yeah.
I have fist dagger. And my flurry of blows will not work with fist daggers.
Mouth, Sadok, and Rowan get an attack of opportunity if they choose to take it upon a water elemental that has decided to sidestep them and move into the square with the fire cauldron.
I'm attacking.
Oh, now I roll a 12.
All right.
23 to hit.
23 to hit?
Yep.
11.
That's a hit. 11 is a miss.
Come on, higher than a 7. 9 will work. So 9 plus 8. No, wait. 9 plus 7.
16.
Thank you. 16 damage to that one.
16 damage? It goes curse splash.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
Thank you, right. Oh. Mouth gets an attack of opportunity, and LARP gets an attack of opportunity. Okay, and Sadok can, if he can get more than one.
I have combat reflexes. I get more than one.
Alrighty.
Okay, LARP. This is your time to shine. You either stop that water, or you relight the cauldron.
Oh, right there.
I believe in you, LARP.
15 to hit. Okay. Natural 20, but I don't believe they can be critted.
They cannot be critted.
Okay.
And what did you get, Lorp?
15 to hit.
15, that'd be a miss.
But I do get a chance to roll again to see if I get 3 20s, though.
Yeah.
That's a second 20.
All right, roll it one more time.
Nope. That's a 9.
All right.
That was fun while it lasted.
Roll your damage.
5. 7.
So 12 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That one goes splat.
Before it reaches the fire?
Before it reaches the fire.
Splash, splash.
Alright. This one is attacking LARP.
LARP, not LARP.
Sorry, LARP. Ooh, 19.
Plus.
What is your AC?
21.
21. I need a bonus. Looking for the bonus. Where's my attack? Slam. Plus 5, so...
That's a hit.
24.
If it...
5 damage.
Oi.
Will LARP get a reflex save to see if the candle goes out? Or is he good?
Because
he is holding a candle.
First off, LARP's just been slammed by a wet watery attack. He is now a sticky mess. Anyone knows what happens to flour and water when they mix?
Gets a little gooey.
Mm-hmm. It gets gooey. All right.
Fortunately,
now he needs to make a reflex save to try and save the candle.
13.
13. That is success.
Okay, you still got the flame.
You're sticky and covered in white goopy stuff.
All right. The other water elemental is attacking Mouth. Oh. What is your AC, Mouth?
That's this number plus those two numbers, right? So 16, yes. Is that what that is?
Or no, that should be your total. One? That should 13. Be those numbers to get that. 13, I got a 12, so that is a miss.
Yay.
Alrighty. So we're now back to the top. It is Sedok's turn.
Is there anybody near me? I can take a 5-foot step and get to one, right?
Yep.
So, 5-foot step and swinging.
He's going down.
24 to hit.
24 to hit. Mm-hmm. That is a hit.
I had the right die the first time. 18 damage.
18 damage? Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Pretty sure that's dead water.
And we're about to find out. Yep, that's dead water.
Why do you keep rolling those?
Why do I keep rolling percentiles? Yes. Well, what I'm rolling is 2d10 because their hit points are 2d10. So that's why I'm rolling two 10-sided dice.
Gotcha.
Since it's the same set, it happens to be the percentile setup. Alrighty. Next will be Lorp's turn.
I was thinking you were rolling it because they had a miss chance for being water.
Nope.
My crit range for a rapier is 18 to 20. I rolled a 19.
19, that means you've successfully hit, but since there's no crit range, you do not crit.
Okay, 1d4. Whoops. 1.
1, all right, you do 1 damage. All right, it's still up.
Okay.
All right, it is now Mouth's turn.
Has anybody other than me killed one yet?
Nope.
Just checking.
You did good, Sato. I don't know what to do. Because I'm not very strong.
All right. Well, you can cast another spell and try and zap him. Now, keep in mind, if you cast spell adjacent to a hostile unit, that opens you up for an attack of opportunity.
It does.
So the water elemental would get a chance to attack you. Slam you with its wet and jiggly glory.
Jiggly. And full of juice. That's my favorite part.
So, I'm going to step back.
It gets all jiggly.
Okay.
To there. Right there.
5-foot step back.
5-foot step back. And then I have a ray of frost.
Oh.
So perhaps I can freeze it.
Yeah.
And we'll be fighting ice elementals.
That'd be very chill. They can't do that, right?
No, they can't. Okay.
No, freezing an water elemental wouldn't necessarily change it into an ice elemental.
Turns it into a drink cooler.
It might in other occasions, but not in this.
It says you must succeed on a ranged touch attack with the ray to deal damage to a target. What does that mean?
So roll your d20. And you get to add your dex modifier and base attack bonus.
14.
14. All right. That is a successful touch attack. Yay. So now you get to roll damage.
Oh, and that's at a D3, so this little
so one? So 1D3. So you got the option of rolling the D4 and either minusing 1 for it and rerolling if you roll a 1, or rerolling if you roll a 4. Or you can roll a D6. 1, 2, 3 would be 1, 2, and 3. 4, 5, 6 would be 1, 2, 3.
That's easier.
2! So 2 damage. Alright. So you chill it a bit. Alright.
You like chill out?
I'm just really glad I actually hit the thing. It's my first successful hit. Let me revel in my success.
touch attacks are always a lot easier to hit than a standard attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, not always, but usually.
Don't take away my glory.
Hey, I'm it's still excited. Glory. You have succeeded.
Job. I'm dancing in my new boots. Well, sort of.
Alrighty. Mouth's gone, so now we're back to Rowan.
Rowan? Yeah. Well, I am not letting this flame go out, so I think I'm going to stand guard here. But I think already in action, like, I want to attack any water elementals that decide to come my way.
Okay.
So if water elemental comes splashing, I'm going to punch it.
Okay.
Right in the water.
Alrighty.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad you've declared where you're hitting it, too. So
oh, yeah. It's a called shot.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Oh, I get it, because you can't be wrong.
Water elementals go.
Oh, crap. Yay!
Two more pop up, and the one attacks Lorp.
Do not falter, Lorp. Eight. Keep the candle.
13.
Mess.
Alrighty. Back to Sadok.
The second time it splashes you, it will help clean away that sticky mess.
If it splashes me again, it's going to drop me because I'm at 2 hit points.
Hey, we got some healing potions. I'm not going to let you.
Yeah, don't you have a healing potion?
Yeah, I'm probably going to use that instead of attacking this turn. Do you need to climb up here where it's safe?
No, I'm good.
Okay, then I'm attacking. 23.
23, that is a hit.
Boo. That's a 2 plus 7, so 9 damage.
9 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Probably that's still standing.
Nope, you've dropped it.
Not your best swing, but good job. You didn't want to hit Roan. We totally understand.
Hey. I'm short enough, I'm sure you'd miss.
I'd have to don't really sell your swing low. Don't sell yourself short, Roan.
Thanks, Lorp. I appreciate the vote.
Alrighty. It's now Lorp's turn.
What? Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Why is it Lorp's turn?
Because he's after Sadok.
Oh, yeah, that's
let's
true.
Let's see. Drinking a potion, is that a full round action to pull it down and drink it?
It's draw a weapon, drinks. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The potions he gave us, which ones are they?
1d8 plus 1.
1d8 plus
1. Are you drinking it there next to two water elementals? They would get both attack of opportunity on you for drinking a potion. All right.
So you took a 5-foot step away and then drunk?
Yes.
Oh, he's drinking the drunk of the...
So what are you at now?
9 out of 10.
That's good. Much better.
9 out of 10 would...
Don't try driving the wagon after you've been drinking.
Okay, that's my turn.
Alrighty.
I crashed into the blacksmith shop one
time.
Mouth,
it is now your turn.
That's my turn again?
Yes. Yes, it is your turn again. You have two water elementals, one of them slightly chilling.
Well, I already damaged that one, right?
Yes, it does have a hair of freezer burn on it.
Yeah. Hey.
It has felt the chill.
I think he was being sarcastic and making fun of my level of damage on the
elemental. Are you saying Luke has no chill?
No chill.
Take a chill pill, Tracy.
She's the one dishing them out.
I am. She's and I'm going to do cold. It again with that one.
All right. Roll the
d20. I'm still in my safe little corner surrounded by some people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not moved.
Oh, 19.
All right. 19 plus your dex modifier. That is a hit.
It is, because that's 21, right?
Mm-hmm. So then, now you're going to do 1d3 damage.
Two again.
Nope, one.
Because four.
Oh, yeah. 4, 5,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alrighty.
Did Do you always do threes like that with your?
It's now Rowan's turn.
That's how I've been doing them.
I always did my middle three fingers, like not my pinky and thumb, but I just noticed McKay did it with his index finger down.
Yeah, that's how I've been doing
it. But like he counted like with 1, 2, and then puts his index finger down and put his other two fingers.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
I don't know. Does everybody else do that? Like this is like foreign to me. I've never seen like anyone.
I do 1, 2, 3, but when you're in sign language, it's 1, 2, 3 in sign language because this is a W in sign language. So 1, 2, and then 3.
What is it? Wait, V.
That's
V. That's
V, but when you're counting, you can. Yeah, but.
One V three.
I used to do pointer middle ring, but now I start with pinky.
How did you get hit?
Ring, etc.
All right, my turn.
Yep.
Okay.
You're still chilling back here.
Well, I wouldn't be venturing too far out if I took a 5-foot step and then I could punch the elemental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5-foot steps, basically the safest move action you can take.
But then I'm 5 feet away from the cauldron.
I think Sadok will prevent that one from going out.
You gave me Flint, right?
Yeah. So here we go. A 5.
Womp, 5. Womp. That's a miss.
All right. Well, that's my turn.
All right. Water elementals.
Do I get an attack?
LARP gets an attack of opportunity as the one that's been hassling him goes straight for the cold.
22.
That's a hit. I think roll your damage.
4 damage.
4 damage. All right. With that, and the fire goes out.
Good job. Oh, I thought you were taking it off the...
Yeah, I was. Oh. I'm taking the fire marker off.
I thought you were taking
off.
The fire elemental
And now
off.
I'm taking the fire door off because one of the cauldrons have been extinguished and now the fire door, the blazing entranceway, has been closed.
But Broil wasn't sure. He said in theory it was okay if it went out, right? Like...
Yeah,
impossible. We've just got to get it.
We got to get it relit.
Some interdimensional plane.
Okay, so now what?
All right.
Are they attacking?
No. Broil's still doing his stuff business on the other end.
Gotcha.
You guys did request him to look for stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he has to find the stuff he's looking for. All right. It is now Sadok's turn.
Why didn't you say so?
Which one are you attacking, Sadok?
The one that's
the one closest to me. 26 to hit. With 18 damage.
18 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. It drops.
And then that was just one action. You'll be safer over here. 5, 10. That is still a water elemental, right? It's not
yes.
just water putting out.
It's a fire elemental, water elemental that has successfully put out.
I picture this water elemental just sitting
on my turn
on the cauldron.
It is now Warp's turn.
Attacking.
Being in the hot seat.
23.
Oh. That is a hit.
That's another 4 damage.
All right, you've dropped the water elemental.
And may I relight the fire now?
You think Flint and Steel's a standard action?
I have the candle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You
I
can
think
relight
the candle
it.
Would be.
The fire goes back on.
It was such a good idea for you to take the candle.
And
good job.
Good job, Lorp.
The fire, the cauldron is once again ablaze.
Oh, it looks like you're dead. You're not dead.
All right. So Lorp's gone. It is now Mouth's turn.
There's nothing to fight.
Correct.
Ready in action
cool.
in case more come, maybe.
Well, I got my crossbow. Just gonna move over here next to my buddy, right over there. See? I got two strong fighters protecting me.
Yeah? Two?
Yeah, two.
As you're in the middle of three people?
He's just a dwarf.
Ah, so Rowan's the non-strong fighter.
Well, apparently size matters.
Just wait till steel comes into play, okay?
Alrighty, now it's Rowan's turn.
For two straight adventures.
Rowan, it's your turn.
Oh, yes, Rowan. Okay, I'm gonna take a step back so I can relight the cauldron in case something happens.
Alright.
I think I'm ready an attack for any water elementals that I might see come out of the grate.
Okay.
And that will be it. Strong fighter, my bud. Just you watch.
Alright, four more water elementals.
Four.
Do I get an attack of opportunity on that one that surfaced right next to me?
No.
It was right in front of my face.
It is right in front of your face, but it's like a 5-foot step, what it just
That's
did.
That's true.
Do I still get flanking even if they can't be critted?
Yes. Because flanking's more of where your attention is, not where your soft spots are.
If they don't have attention, you wouldn't be able to do that, right? Like, if it was just like, we were fighting like a gelatinous blob. Or something. I guess most things.
I don't know anything that takes out flanking except for being skilled enough to handle flanking. A lot of, I think some barbarians and fighters. I'm not positive with Pathfinder, but in other D20 things that are, you can be skilled enough to handle something flanking you unless they outlevel you. Alrighty, well, Ron, you had an attack ready. It is your turn.
Yes. Punch. Gonna call a shot on that water elemental. I'm gonna punch it right in the water.
No. Okay.
Just attack it. 15.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm wrong. That is a miss.
Oh. Oh, you got me all excited. You can't...
Yeah, I know. Disappointment. Disappointment.
Give it... Like, give me a cookie as I'm about to take a bite. Oh, nope. Sorry.
Yeah. DMs can be brutal that way. Deny you your cookies.
Yeah, it's okay. I missed. I'll accept it.
All right. So, back to the top. Sadok's turn.
Swinging. 17 plus 8,
27? 25.
No, 25, thank you.
That's a hit.
Boo. 11 damage.
11 damage.
Boo.
Yes! It lives! It lives! Lorp, it is your turn.
Sweet attack. Let's see.
Yeah, make sure you can attack.
What are you attacking?
Nothing yet.
Sadok just damaged that one pretty good, just so you know.
Gotcha.
Yes, if you want to steal the half-orc's kill, I'm sure that would go over swimmingly.
5, 10, and acrobatics to there.
Roll it.
If you can't kill it, it's free game.
26.
Okay, we'll go. All right. That works.
And attacking this one because I would have flanking with mouth.
That is correct.
17 to hit.
17 to hit?
Yes.
That is a hit.
4.
4?
Yes.
Alright, you do 4 damage to it.
Oi.
Alright, it's still okay.
I'm okay.
Alright. It is Mouth's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna throw more ice at that one.
Alrighty.
You may want to take a
now,
step
it,
back.
It and the one next to you will take an attack of cover. Yeah, gain an attack of opportunity unless you take the 5-foot step away.
Just don't step too far back or you'll walk right into the portal.
Alright, with where you're currently at, the one right in front of you and the one shoulder to shoulder with it can both get an attack of opportunity with you if you cast
it. Yeah, no, I'm going to step back.
Okay.
I'm going to go right there.
Alrighty.
And then I'm still going to smack that one.
Okay.
The half-orc won't get mad at me if I could finish it off. 10. Wait, right?
10 plus your dex modifier since it's 12. Ranged. 12, that is a hit.
Yay.
That is a successful touch attack. Oh, you do 2 damage. All right. It's still up and running.
Yeah, it's not very strong, but I'm all right with that.
All righty. Rowan's turn.
Okay. Rowan's gonna punch. 8. That wasn't a very good punch.
No.
There was... Poor guy, you just can't hit this broadside of a barn.
Yeah, and because of that...
Or a puddle.
Alright, Zadok's getting an attack of opportunity. Mouth gets an attack of opportunity. And Rowan gets an attack of opportunity.
All right, Rowan.
I don't.
And oh, everyone gets an attack of opportunity. Attacks of opportunity so for everyone.
23 to hit for me.
All right.
17.
Do I add Orp
and Sadok gets an attack.
Yes.
Or succeeds.
You'll add 16 whatever damage. Like, weapon you're using. Or,
oh, okay.
What are you attacking? With the attack of opportunity. If it's moving past you, you can attack it.
It has to be a melee attack.
It's got
to
be a melee attack.
Opportunity. So if you have a fist out, you can punch it.
I have my claws.
You have claws?
Yeah, remember? Fantastic. I have a bloodline draconic claw.
Yeah, so you can use your claws and attack it.
Cool.
I got a 17 to hit.
So you would add your claws.
I don't. It doesn't.
4.
Which is 0.
4 damage.
So 4 to that one.
Okay.
I got a 10. I think I missed.
You missed.
11.
11, you missed.
Just you wait. When I hit, it's going to be good.
All right, Sadok, how much damage?
16.
16 damage. That's enough to finish it off.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would too after you took one hit on it. All right, this one. All right, Sadok, how many attacks of opportunity do you get?
Combat reflexes.
Combat reflexes. You may make a number of additional attacks of opportunity per round equal to your dex bonus.
So 2 additional attacks. I've already taken 1.
All right. So do you want to take number 2?
Uh-huh. Okay. 19 plus stuff.
All right. That would be a hit.
Plus 8.
20.
That's more of a hit.
17 damage.
17 damage.
This guy's a brute.
Oh, it goes sure splash. All right, last one. Attack of opportunity.
He only gets 2, though, right? His
dex he gets is plus 2. Two. So he
yeah, so a total of 3 so per round.
18 plus 8, 26.
26, that's a hit.
You are rolling really well today.
And then 8 plus 7,
15.
It goes splash as well. But we unfortunately,
it's okay. Southside puts out the fire. Pit. That one.
Hey, yes, we win or lose.
That would have been Rowan and LARP.
Warp still has a candle.
Yeah, and Rowan still has flint and steel. But we got to beat the crap out of this water elemental first.
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, you're doing better than me.
So am I. I'm only...
Lord, it'll probably be you that kills him.
Is this the one that has damage?
Yes.
Yes.
It just took an additional 4 with my attack of opportunity, which is max damage for me. I guess that's one of the bonuses of only having 4 possible outcomes, is it's a lot easier to roll max damage.
Now?
Okay, whose turn?
Alrighty, it is now Sadok's turn.
You guys are both talking about who's going to benefit.
No, I was thinking who's going to light it after you destroy 10 it.
And attacking. 17.
25.
Thank you.
That's a hit.
Everybody else is going to have my attack bonus memorized. Oh, that was a 4 plus 7. 11 damage.
I take it out.
Wow. That one had no hit points.
All right. Lorp's turn.
Warp with the candle.
Lighting it.
MVP.
Right. Quick. Somebody plug the drain.
I don't have any way to plug the drain.
Says the person with ray of frost.
It didn't say I could freeze stuff.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it didn't necessarily say that. No.
Hang on.
Okay, so you read it, and if you are interpreting that rule differently than I am, then I will freeze it. But that's why I didn't.
Ray of enfeeblement. Ray of exhaustion.
I got a fish hook. I could go fishing in there.
It does not. It a ray of freezing air and ice projects from your pointing finger. You must succeed on a ranged touch attack with the ray to deal damage to a target. The ray deals 1d3 points of cold damage. That's it.
It says it's freezing air.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have done that 2 turns ago if I could have interpreted the rule that way.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's look up.
But with that being said.
Or additional rules.
Not even looking at that. You're doing 1d3 freeze damage to it around. This is going to take some time.
Oh, yeah, see?
I got a bedroll. I could roll it in there.
Lay on top of it.
Yeah.
Like a water bed.
I could use a nap right about now.
The water elemental's trying to come up from underneath you. Blump, blump, blump. They're bouncing off here. Well, you would want to make it a solid waterbed, so I would have to lay down on it first, and then you would lay your bedroll over the top of me.
I have no idea where to look that up.
Look what up?
Freezing objects.
That's because that is a DM discretion. Squishy zone.
Gotcha.
That's
that means DM just made up a rule.
Ad hocking stuff. To make the world work.
Gotcha.
You get scientific on this crap. The heat capacity of water is insane. It would take a long time.
Yes, it would take quite some time. It would be feasible.
Yeah.
But if you guys are going to be fighting water elementals during this time, it's going to take hours.
Okay, so let's tell Broil to hurry up. How do we tell Broil to hurry up?
Walk through and... Tell him to.
I am not walking through that.
He said, unless you have special preparation, do not go through the door.
Yeah, the doorway is
fire.
What's wrong? I could probably charge through there and not take a whole lot of burning.
You are not allowed.
Oh, okay. I'm staying.
Throw the halfling through. It worked before.
If he goes through,
you
fast
are not
enough,
allowed.
He doesn't have time to catch fire.
You are not allowed.
Okay, I don't get to throw you. I was told not to.
I think the biggest one's the biggest pet.
I will also say, we've done this what, 5 rounds?
Yep.
So that means we've been fighting for 30 seconds, half of a minute. Mm-hmm. That's how long he's been back there looking around.
Oh, jeez.
There's times?
Yes.
Yes, there is time worked into this. Each round is roughly 6 seconds.
Yikes.
I know. Combat is like the slowest
D&D
set of time.
Where a 5-hour walk takes 3 minutes and a 3-minute battle takes 5 hours.
Yep. Because out of combat, right. You can get stuff done so much quicker.
With that being said, you guys managed to get the door back open, and Broil steps through.
Yay!
Going, quick, let's put out these fires.
Not going to hesitate there. Oh, I got a water skin. I'm
peeing it out. Screw that. I mean, I'm a halfling, so my bladder's only, like, half size.
Yeah, but can you even get up there to whip it out? I mean,
I just can. Pick him up.
No, because then I get splash damage.
Yeah, I'm pouring my water skin.
Okay.
Wait, did they both go out?
Who's put that one out?
This one's still lit. I could freeze it, maybe, but... Freezing something.
I'm peeing it out. I will climb up there.
You were all circled around the south fire pit. If you want to put out the north fire pit, you need to move to the north fire pit.
I am moving to the north fire pit and peeing it out.
Okay, so you've peed out the first one. You have enough to pee out a second one?
Oh, no. He poured his water skin.
Okay.
Yeah, I beat him to it.
Okay.
And I'm peeing this one.
All right, we've put
whatever
out the
you
fire.
Do, do not drop the candle in that. Don't. Blow the candle out. I'm blowing his candle out because I'm tall
it's
enough.
It's not my candle, but okay.
I'm blowing the candle out.
Rowan, are you okay with her blowing your candle out?
And I'm walking out
like
of the room.
I get the candle back.
Beep, beep. Excuse me.
Yeah, is that it? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Let's head back to town.
Got the staff.
Wow. How far?
Got the staff.
I got the crab.
Was it worth it?
I thought it was.
We're out of combat, hey, so we can move a lot faster.
Well, I know, but...
What?
I'm tired.
Okay, hop on.
I'm getting on your back. There, now you can go.
You know,
I've heard of a monkey.
You can actually fit in my backpack and just keep your arms up.
So that's you enough to shoot
so
right
you don't
across
fall all
everywhere.
The way in.
Yeah.
Or
you just
we
need to buy a really fancy saddle.
A shoulder holster.
Aren't there saddles?
If you hold,
for sale?
If you use that and she uses
yes,
ray of
this one would
ray
be a custom
frost,
saddle. It
would
take
about
some time.
The cold shoulder.
Purchasable? Yes.
Nice.
So I am letting you hop up on my shoulder.
Yes, because I'm tired. Right. And I'm breaking in these new boots, and they do kind of hurt my feet, because they are brand new.
Yep. Understandable.
Alright, so you guys get back to the Fethats. Broil, Hands, Sadok, and Mouth, a pouch full of 100 gold.
Yay.
Rowan, I found this that I think might interest you. He hands you a small ring.
Burn it. Burn it.
This burn ring?
It. Throw, it, to roll throw it in a fiery mountain.
If you put it on and will it to light, produces a small flame.
Sweet.
I still say burn it. It would be- no good ever comes from rings ever.
It would be considered a magic ring. It would use up one of your ring magic slots.
I got 100. Here, 2 gold, 2 silver pieces. Oh,
thank you.
I owe you.
Thanks for paying me back.
You're welcome.
That's like 20 cents compared to a dollar.
Well, I know that.
Well, she just made $100, so she thought she'd pay off her debt of 20 cents.
It really puts things
keep
in perspective.
Track of all of that.
Orp, if you want, I have 6 smoke sticks for you.
So, like,
ooh.
I just have it all.
Or you can have the 100 gold.
Smoke sticks, hang on.
2 gold pieces, 9 copper pieces is what I have.
You don't mind if I look that up really quick?
No, they're basically smoke bombs.
Oh, okay.
How many?
Armor.
They're flares that emit smoke at the top instead of flame.
10 silver pieces.
You break
10 copper and a silver piece. Copper's like pennies? Silver pieces.
I think
like
I'll take the 100 gold.
So
I appreciate you looking for
I have
me, though.
99 Kay. Gold and 8 silver because I gave you.
Alright, so he hands you the 100 gold.
Got 99 gold and silver ain't one.
Yeah, okay. That.
No, having a screen of smoke so no one can see you coming doesn't work for you.
No, not
so,
really.
Okay.
Does he get his $100?
He gets 100 gold.
100 gold pieces?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He wants to turn down the 6 smoke sticks? That's his business.
Those would be fantastic.
He agreed to say no to smoking way back when.
Yeah.
So he's sticking to his guns.
Good,
I respect
good.
That.
Sticking to his knives.
Well, it's more of one knife, right? One big. One long. Because it's not very big.
No. Pretty much get to your size.
Sweet. Royal, it was a pleasure doing business with you.
We hope to live. Now we have to go see a...
Thank you all for your help.
...lady by the name of M. Shelley about a...
Diary
that her... What is that a reference of?
M. Shelley's Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley is the author of
Frankenstein.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that could be the reference.
Also,
probably
could not be
something ridiculous knowing you.
Special thanks to our GM Luke Erickson, our audio wizard Isaac Erickson, our English sorceress Tracy Grant, our music magician Matt Daly, and our guests, Graham Carver and McKay Carver. Like what you hear? Follow us on Facebook at Bregonia or contact us at legendsofbregonia@gmail.com. thank you for joining us at the table tonight.